Everything's about preparation, TK. You know what we do the night before, the morning of, before we come on air. It's preparation, getting yourself in sync with the surroundings and everything that you need to do. The players prepared for the BBL. Unfortunately, the Sixers didn't get up, but so did the coaches. Trevor Bayliss, Jeff Lawson, straight to the golf course.
Oh, that'd be right.
And apparently off 8, 37 points, and two closest to the pins, Jeff Lawson joins us. G'day, Jeff.
I'd like to say good morning. I don't feel that good at the moment.
No, I bet you're not, mate. But the golf sounded all right.
Well, you know, you've got to get rid of that pressure. I mean, it's a little stroll around the golf. It's early hit off. And that's the value of the 7:40 p.m. start.
Exactly.
You got most of the day. But, yeah, that was the prelude to a pretty exciting evening.
As I always say, a good scorer will always beat a good golfer. Now, Henry, last night...
Indeed.
Mate, the first four blokes, the pitch, were there really the demons in it that our batsmen appeared to show? Because after that, it settled down and the runs came freely for Carters and Henriques.
Look, mate, I've had demons in the pitch. I mean, it was a pitch that's been used three times before.
It was slow.
It was a bit disappointing when you've got a showpiece event. You like a proper new pitch, but... It's more than just the characteristic. It just skidded on a bit and it wasn't what we used to practicing on. And
we
got the bat first. I don't think they got to look what it was doing.
Mm.
It's more one of those. I mean, the pitch wasn't, you know, didn't keep low or didn't spit up. It, you know, it was just that it was hard. The old Marnica pitch that skids on when your bowl's short of a length. So when we played a few cross pads, that's what you do in 2020. The ball skidded through and it took us a while to adapt to that. And unfortunately... You know, perfect situation for Ryan Carter and Moses batted absolutely superbly. But yeah, you had to get in and have a look what the ball was doing to get used to a different sort of surface.
Yeah, mate, I thought it was remarkable that you ended up with 147 and it was the last ball possible run out. You know, there's probably other incidents.
Oh, yeah.
It was a dramatic finish.
It was a five-act drama at Monica last night and it would have made compelling viewing. I would have thought it made compelling viewing for me, but I wish we had been two runs better, then it would have been much more compelling.
Well, Brett, that final over was staggering, really, wasn't it?
Just incredible, really. I mean,
yeah.
The game on the line, and, you know, the old boy came up with that sort of over, and, you know, with any sort of luck, we were going to a super over, if you call that luck, I guess.
Mm.
But he was, you know, his final over in competitive cricket, it was absolutely magnificent.
And is he done, mate, or is he coming back for the Champions League?
No, well, as of 3 a.m, he was pretty well done. No, look, he's certainly not talking of that. I mean,
no. And
that's, you know, that's September time, and he'd had to train for it and all that sort of thing. So as of this moment, that's not on the cards.
He's got plenty of fishing to do, that's for sure. Mate, what's your gut feel on the players? The players who are involved in all three forms, do they love the Big Bash?
Look, they do. You know, it's that time in the middle of the season. I was going to say party time. It's not really for the players. When they enjoy the cricket. They really have enjoyed some huge crowds this year. I mean, a number of sellouts. I mean, the Marnik was sold out last night, but that's only about 12,000. But, you know, 52,000 on Saturday night in Adelaide. They played before, 36,000 at the SCG, 32,000 at home, which, I mean, that's the kind of crowds they're playing in front of. And, yeah, they really do enjoy it.
The one that blew my mind, 53,000, Adelaide Oval. So the people of Adelaide really lapping that up. Mate, Sean Marsh, he did the damage at the top of the order. I mean, obviously early wickets would have been beautiful, but and that wasn't the case. And Klinger, well, what? Has anyone been in better form than Klinger so far in the Big Bash?
Oh, well, Michael Klinger's a very fine player.
Yeah.
And that sort of situation suited him beautifully. I mean, pitch not doing anything off the steam and you know, skidding through and coming on. He could play his normal cricket shot. But he's an experienced player, a really good player. And it goes to show someone like Michael is probably better known as a four-day cricketer. But if you've got the proper techniques and you can play cricket shots, you might hit them in the air, but they're more orthodox. But you can be successful. And he's certainly been a big bonus for Perth after he's left Adelaide after being a long-term servant of South Australian cricket.
I never thought that I would see T20 stats for Klinger like he's got. 326, 105 highs, 36.2, 129 strike rate. I mean, that just shows he's gone across and he's under Justin Langer. Obviously, JL's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, the Scorchers is a great run in 2020 in particular. And once again, I mean, Paddy Adelaide, there's no place, is a great place to bat, but so is Perth when you get in.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it's such a true service and you like to bounce. Mm. And batsmen have got that sort of ability to go from one service to the other. It can be successful and you know, Maxi Klinger can do that. When I was coaching the Tuskers in the IPL, I got Michael Klinger. He's one of the first guys we bought because of that.
Yes.
Have you got an update on Michael Clarke, mate? Got to prove his fitness by Feb 21. Is he around the New South Wales squad at all? What are you hearing?
No. I talked to the New South Wales strength and conditioning coach, doing a lot of work with him, but no, he's not around the New South Wales squad. We've got fixers training on anyway, so we were out of New South Wales mode. We're back into Red Bulls and blue gear tomorrow.
Right.
But Michael, I know, has been working very hard. He's to do a lot, but he'll have to get out and satisfy the national selectors that he can get through a World Cup, and you know that'll be an interesting little fitness test, I would imagine.
And Henry, just finishing, mate, Sean Abbott, he was awarded that award on AB Medal Night. Outstanding. He's got a lot of courage, obviously.
Oh, look, he's a terrific young guy. I've got a lot of time for him as a person, let alone a cricketer. Great strength of character, and he's had a tough season, but he's played some absolutely super cricket. And last night, guess what? He took a couple of catches when the game was on the line, which meant you lose on either side of the ground and success your balls. You don't see that often. See it go from one side of the park to the other and take two catches in a row. And he's pretty good under pressure. And now he's got some Sheffield Shield cricket to look forward to. But, a terrific young guy, and I hope he goes from strength to strength and plays a bit more for Australia.
Good on you. That was the Bradman Young Cricketer of the Year.
Yeah, it was. I know you would have hammered that lemon squash last night, Henry, so we did thank you for your time this morning.
It's amazing a lemon squash would give you this dry feeling in the mouth.
Good one. Good on you, Henry. Jeff Henry Lawson. In the end, thrilling conclusion to the Big Bash.